Good afternoon.
When you looked at tape, assuming you looked at tape, what did you see out of the running game?
We saw 10 guys blocking pretty well, including the receivers. I thought the receivers did a better job blocking. We executed. They weren't too awfully complicated, but we ran inside. We got the ball on the perimeter. I thought the backs ran with good vision. So it was a productive day for us, and we needed to get it back, and we felt like this would be the week to work on it.
How much did Kellen Clemens help his cause last night, especially after he had that very rough night in Green Bay?
We take everything into consideration. His rough night in Green Bay, played a little bit later, didn't have as great a supporting cast, and Green Bay was doing a lot of exotic pressures, and he was under siege. Last night he had protection, which you would if he's going to be in the game with the starters, and I thought he executed and did a nice job.
Coach, defensively, what did you like about the performance last night, particularly on the defensive line?
Well, we played backups. They worked hard. I thought they handled the run concepts and the run schemes very well. I thought up front we controlled the line of scrimmage, but again, keep things in perspective. It was a fourth preseason game, but I thought they play with effort. We got pressure on the quarterback. We didn't do a lot of blitzing, but some of the younger guys played well. Well, he's improved. Certainly improved throughout the offseason. The fumble was really – it was tough on him because that's a contested catch and trying to put the ball away and all that. But I thought – he can show you what he's capable of doing. He elevated, really did a nice job, getting up in the air and securing the ball. And, he lost one last week. But he came back this week and, hung on the ball in tough situations.
Are you concerned about the fumbles overall or
no? Yeah, I think, we've got – Isaiah's got a couple on the ground. He's going to have to get that corrected, but we found a common thread there. So, hopefully we'll get it behind him. But, I'm not going to be hesitant to play him because he's put two balls on the ground in preseason.
You feel like the penalties will go down once you get to your 53 man?
Yep, I do. I had most of the penalties, as I mentioned after the game, were fouls committed by players that are either not on the roster or that are, probably going to be inactive. We had very few penalties in the game yesterday by players that are going to play for us. AP's penalty was not AP's fault. Offensive pass interference was not his fault. So. There's a number of penalties were committed by players that are either going to be on practice squad or not here or be in backup roles. The special teams penalties, that's a concern, but usually, when you're working your core guys and we put the pressure on them that we put on there, there was a couple things that happened, but really I'm not concerned. We'll get it corrected.
You've said a lot that last night, did anybody take a step forward and make that team or take a step back?
Well, I thought we saw improvement out of the young linebackers. And I think that, obviously it has increased their chances, especially on special teams.
How would you characterize Bradford's preseason? And did you see any of him get out of what you were hoping for? Expecting?
Yeah, we felt like he needed more work, we would have created a situation where we let him play last night. But I thought he had a good preseason. He's got a great understanding of what we're doing. He's doing some really good things on the practice field. And so he's ready. He's ready to go.
Will his role in game planning and helping with the game plan change this year more involved than last year?
You know, as you mature in the system, I think it's easier from a quarterback standpoint to be able to say, hey, you know, I like this, as opposed to, yeah, I'm not real sure about that. And, you know, as he matures, as you go through the week, you experiment with some things. He's comfortable, we'll take it into the game. If not, then, you know, we'll take it out. We want to be comfortable, him to be comfortable with everything that we're doing.
In your experience, do maybe problem areas in preseason, do they generally carry over in the regular season or not?
No, I mean, you're... What are you talking about as far as problem areas? You're talking about penalties or problem?
Third down conversions or penalties or whatever.
No, they don't, because you're doing so much more on the practice field. You know, we're intentionally not doing things on the field from a scheme standpoint, so that will naturally create some problems with you on third down. But we'd like to think we're going to carry more things into the regular season. It'll be game planning. We haven't really game planned much, and so we're just kind of keeping things basic. So I would expect to see, we'll get 3 or 4 weeks into it, and we'll have to identify some areas that we're going to have to emphasize. Yeah, I mean, the players are going to have some time off and take a deep breath and take care of their bodies, and coaches are going to start planning. And, we've obviously, in the process, had some difficult decisions to make. We're going to continue with that, and we're going to, work over the next 2 or 3 days to put the best opening day roster we possibly can together. Thank you.